This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I absolutely have to tell this story because it's unbelievable. The only more unbelievable story that I can tell you is I actually met my doppelganger. And I've told that story before. I'm not going to tell it now. But what I will tell you is this. It is the doppelganger story of all time. Same name, same first middle initial. We looked identical. We had the identical glasses on, Matsudas. We had the identical haircut. You couldn't tell us apart. Our wives couldn't tell us apart. When I tell you that this was my doppelganger, and it happened in Palm Desert, California, at the Marriott Hotel, Kevin Jackson. Same name. It isn't even like my doppelganger was Bob Johnson. It was the same name. I'll tell that story another time. Maybe I'll make a video about it and leave it in the backstage club stuff. But anyway, I want to tell this story. It has to do with my son who had a dental appointment. And Melissa goes, hey, can you pick up C and take him to the... I said, yeah, I got it. Because normally she would have done it herself, but she was doing something else. And it was one of these things where I wouldn't have even done it. So that's issue number one. Mom would have taken him, but I took him. So I pick him up from school. I take him to the dentist. And I'm sitting in the lobby, and a lady comes in, and she sits, and I can tell she's Northern African. She's either Tunisian, Algerian, maybe Egyptian. And she comes in, and she's getting her appointment done, and she sits down and gets on the phone, and she starts speaking French. Fluent French, obviously. And so I say to her in French, your French is very good. I said, are you from Northern Africa, perhaps? I said it in French. And she said, yes, how'd you know? And I said, I could tell by your, you know, we're having a conversation in French. So people are meandering in and out of the waiting room. And it turns out she's a pilot in training for American Airlines. Her family moved from Florida, yada, yada, yada. And we're having this great conversation. So the lady who's behind the desk, a young girl, she says, Kevin, I didn't know you spoke. What language is that? And I laughed. I said, French. And the guy who was sitting to my right, he goes, yeah, I was going to ask what language that was. I looked at him, he goes, I knew it was French, and he joked. So then he turned his paperwork, he sat down, and I was reading a book. I put my foot up, and he goes, I love those shoes. Well, what shoes was I wearing? I was wearing my Trump shoes. So I said, you not only do you love my shoes, these are not just the shoes I'm wearing, these are the shoes that I make. He goes, really? He goes, I work for a company and we promote products like this. And I went, what's the name of the company? I'm not going to say what it is, but I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I was going to call you guys because it's on our schedule to work with you. And he goes, are you serious? So we exchanged phone numbers, and I called him the next day, and I'm telling you, as Trump would say, it's a big, beautiful relationship. It's a big relationship. It's better than any relationship you have. It's beautiful. It's big and beautiful. It couldn't have been more hand in glove. So when we left the dentist office, I told my son, I said, you're not going to believe this. A guy compliments my shoes, my Trump shoes. He's a big Trump fan, works for a company that we were trying to get involved with us in this other way. And my son goes, that can't be just a coincidence, Dad. I said, I agree. I think God, when people ask me, you know, where's God? I go, those are situations where God intervenes. I wasn't even supposed to be there, right? My wife would have picked our son up and taken him. She's very involved in that kind of thing, and she doesn't like to miss. I mean, it sounds trivial, like, oh, they're going to drill on a cavity. I want to be there just in case, you know, like we're going to find a gold bar inside of his tooth or something. But that's her thing. And I'm a lot less, whatever. So that number one, she would have taken him. But it turned out she couldn't. It was just flatly she couldn't. So she goes, you're going to have to take him. Okay, fine, I'll take him. And while I'm there, you know, this lady walks in that creates the conversation, because we probably wouldn't have had all the other stuff. The guy paying attention makes his joke. I kick my shoe up. He notices, bada bing, bada boom. But that's how it happened. And, you know, I think back, I'm looking at the store, the results, the sales, and they're not great. And they should be. It's not the product thing. It's just that we can't get anything out. You know, the we're shadow banned. You have anything with Trump on it, and, you know, it's automatically pushed down and with Google. And everybody in control of it doesn't want our stuff to get out, because, as I tell you guys, our merch is our message. By the way, we just picked up Verve spray vitamins, and you got to check it out. Number one, they taste great, but you spray it into your cheek, and it's, if you want energy, they've got Sunny, which is vitamin D, and it gives you, you know, all your necessary vitamins. They've got melatonin if you're having trouble sleeping. They've got energy. So you don't need an energy drink. You just spray one little spritz on your cheek, wait a few minutes, and bam, it kicks in. And 90% absorption, quick acting. A vitamin has to dissolve, you know, a drink has to... I mean, you get some of it, and they even have done studies of how much it goes, gets absorbed going down your throat and into your stomach versus the cheek. And the cheek is by far the best. It's even better than under the tongue. Under the tongue is like 40%. This is 90% in terms of absorption, but the speed in which it reacts, it's quicker, believe it or not, through the cheek. They've also got vitamin C and zinc for cold, if you've got a cold. And they've got Skinny, which helps you to lose weight. So anyway, we picked those guys up, and if you go to vervesprayvitamins.com and you put in the code ACTION, you get a discount, a deep discount, that obviously through our efforts. So, but long story short, this group, it turns out, can do so much for our products. And I talked to the guy. It was funny. I called him up. I'm like, hey, man. He's like, hey, Kevin. He goes, I'm following your work now. He goes, how do I not know about you? And I go, that's the problem. And here's what he says. And this is where I know God is instrumental in my life. He says this. Here's the way I can help you immediately. I love that. It isn't, yeah, sit down, let's talk, let's meet, blah, blah, blah. He's like, I'm looking over your stuff. I'm going to help you immediately with this. And it, and of course, it's a perfect fit. They get a, you know, little commission on what they do, and they help me. And he goes, and here's how I think we might be able to work together down the line. So long story short, I just wanted to share my story of how God moves in my life. And maybe it'll make you pay a little bit more attention to how God is moving in your life.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the backstage club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Let's talk primaries for just a bit. As I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, I didn't really think there was much to discuss, and it turns out there's a lot, but I didn't think there was, and here's why. So the left has decided they want Joe Biden, and I told you guys, I think Joe Biden's toast, but I'm happy that they want him, because I'm telling you, all he's got to do is keep appearing in public, doing what he's doing. Watch the economy. I saw a signal that they were trying to, the Fed may have 2 rate cuts. They're waiting on the rate cuts because they're hoping that if they can show, oh, inflation's now coming down by election time, it's going to make people go, oh my gosh, things are going to be better under Biden. People are concerned about Joe Biden. So much so, one of the rich fat cats, he's a billionaire investor, he says he's going to support Donald Trump. And I'm going to get into that. Let's go ahead and cover that right now, because I think that that's an important thing to understand. This is the guy, his name is Nelson Peltz. for those of you who don't know him. And he says he's voting for Trump in 2024. And here's what he cited. He cited Joe Biden's mental condition and immigration policies. Now, we've documented. Jamie Dimon of Goldman Sachs said, you better stop messing with these MAGA types, because these people are the salt of the earth. They're not doing anything wrong. They want to be heard. I'm going to tell you, if I've learned anything through my counseling and a wife that's very patient with me, is people want to be heard. Let them speak. So anyway, we've got another billionaire who says, I'm not voting for Biden. He did vote for Biden before. He says, and here's what he says, it's probably going to be Trump, and I'm not happy about that. I remind you, Michael Rapaport, Trump is on the table. Trump is on the table. He's derogatory. He cannot stand Donald Trump. But Trump is on the table. Now, why am I bringing this up? For a lot of reasons. I'm going to finish talking about Pelz. But the reason this is a big deal is it's telling you the level of frustration these people have. If you think this is unique, and, you know, these are anecdotal, these are outliers, you would be wrong. Some of these people are the staunchest leftists. They can't stand Trump. But they're going to vote for him. Because one, they know Joe Biden's crazy. And number two, in the case of Pelz, one thing, immigration policies. Now, that one thing is a big deal, because immigration policies are impacting everything that we're doing. And when look at what's going on right now with Tyson Beef. They want to unemploy Americans and employ 42,000 illegals. Now, first of all, are there not 42,000 Americans who need jobs? I don't know what these jobs are, and don't tell me they're jobs that Americans won't do. You got 42,000 jobs. What is there a percentage of those that Americans are willing to do? I certainly believe there are. So that's glaring. We had Starbucks that did the same thing. They backtracked years ago when Schultz was the president, the CEO. He was like, we're going to bring on 25,000 or 10,000 illegals. And they're like, what? That backfired. Here's my point, people. Everything the left does wakes up other leftists. They go, you're going to do what? You're going to do what? How crazy are you to try to implement this policy? And here's the thing. Joe Biden's not backing away from stupidity. He's doubling down on it. I forget one of the policies he was doing. I read about it. I couldn't believe it. It was like, no, we're not only do we know it's stupid, we're going to double down. We're going to give you even more stupid. And people are like, you've got to be kidding me. The founder of the $10 billion investment firm Trian Partners cited his concern over rising immigration under Biden, noting that the country was degrading. Remember Donald Trump talking about I forget the terms he used, that everybody, oh, look at what he just said. He says they're poisoning our blood or something like that. He's exactly right. Think of America as an organism. It's a being, a living, breathing entity. It has its own culture. It has its own, you know, lifeline. It has its own breath. And we're poisoning it. We're bringing over people that don't have any respect for it. No respect for our laws. It was funny. I was thinking about this the other night. This is one of these deals where I literally, in the middle of the night, said a prayer to God to thank him for giving me the intellect to look at this stuff differently. And here's what I was investigating. In a semi-dream state. And I said to myself, we pride ourselves on culture. We pride ourselves on diversity, equity, and inclusion. That's what the left, oh, we've got to be more diversified. Okay, I'll give you an example. Dearborn, Michigan, overrun with Muslims. They've effectively bought everybody out. They now practice Sharia in Dearborn, Michigan. Have you ever heard a leftist say, you know what? Dearborn is too Muslim. We got to get in there. We got to de-Muslify it. You know, we got to do something here. It's too Muslim. The area of Minnesota where Ilhan Omar has gained traction. It has become overwrought with Somalis. Have you heard anybody say, wait a minute, we got to get in there and gentrify that. That's way too many Somalis. These people come over here, they set up their little fiefdoms. They have zero to do with our culture. Oh, they love the capitalism and all that. They love to take in many cases to take advantage of the system, but they're not contributing to the system and they're not immersing in our culture. And we're dealing with the fallout. As this guy called, he says Hamas has a representative in Congress. Some congressman said that of Ilhan Omar. She's not representing her people. She's certainly not representing America. And we got a clip of a guy. He interviews this journalist, and the guy says he wants the destruction of America. Get that clip for me.
You're over here appropriating a space for your own personality.
I'm a journalist.
You're not a journalist.
How do you decide who's a journalist?
I mean, considering I was fired as a journalist, you're no journalist.
Literally, would you rather be a chair sick your whole life?
You're not doing this for, like, what the actual conversation is, which is getting rid of this country.
Getting rid of this country?
Getting rid of America. Getting rid of the West. This is what this is for.
You want to get rid of America?
Yes. Everyone here understands that at some level we need to get rid of America completely.
What should we do?
Decolonization? Land back?
Where should we go, though?
In our communities. We need to go leave the capitals. Leave the central capitals of commerce, of capital itself.
Well, he just made complete and total sense, didn't he? I mean, these are the type of people that are coming out of colleges and universities out protesting, in this case, pro-Palestinian protests, which means he hates America. But I want to get back to Peltz because I don't have a lot of time here. So he's saying he hasn't decided whether he's going to support Trump financially, but he is going to vote for him. Now, he voted for Bill Clinton in 96, Al Gore in 2000, funded Democrats in 2022. And then he made this statement. I'm not one of these crazies who's Republican or nothing, Peltz says. No, quite the contrary. You're a Democrat who's awakened. And now, you've got to consider an alternative.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. House Speaker Mike Johnson had a long discussion with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the Louisiana Republican reaffirming unwavering support for Israel and expressed significant disagreement with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's recent critique of the Prime Minister. The Federal Reserve has decided to keep interest rates stable for now. Nevertheless, the central bank has hinted at three upcoming cuts sometime this year. These cuts would mark the first decrease since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. With another possible government shutdown looming, lawmakers have put together a $1.2 trillion government funding package with over 1,000 pages of legislative text. They're working to get that passed ahead of Friday's deadline. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As billionaire Nelson Peltz shows, there are many reasons to leave the Democrats. He is a former Democrat who voted for Bill Clinton, Al Gore, probably voted the first time for Joe Biden, and he's switching his vote. And he says for two reasons. One, Joe Biden has the mental capacity of a gerbil. He thinks he's mentally incapacitated. And two, his immigration policies. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Let me ask you this. How many reasons do you think Democrats have not to vote for Joe Biden? Peltz says Joe Biden's crazy. He's demented. How many people do you think on the Democratic side believe Joe Biden is demented? Do you think there's anybody in the Democratic Party that believes Joe Biden is not capable, mentally and or physically, to be president? So whatever that number is, hold that thought. How many of them do you think are upset with his immigration policy? How many of them do you think are upset with Joe Biden's Bidenflation? How many of them do you think are upset with Joe Biden's foreign policy and have us engaged in wars that we shouldn't be fighting? How many of them do you think believe Joe Biden is really crooked and that his family is a part of a crooked regime that will actually work with the enemy against America? How many of them do you think look at Joe Biden now and say, you know what, the old man's just incompetent anyway. I don't have trust and faith in him. And I could go down a whole other list. How many of them do you think believe that Joe Biden has America's best interests in mind in any way, shape, or form? What about his energy policy? I mean, we're getting into minutiae because I think these are the other things that are smaller, smaller, smaller. But give me one thing that Joe Biden's done where you go, you know what, that guy, he's really got it down. I'm so glad he's here. How many people do you think are looking at Joe Biden and saying, this guy will do anything to stop his competition, his opponent from winning? Joe Biden will jail people for no reason. How many of them do you think really believe Joe Biden won legitimately in 2020 or think he can win legitimately in 2024? As I said, it's a long list of things to be against Joe Biden. You know what many of them, believe, they aren't voting for Joe Biden. There's a lot of people that go, I'm voting against Donald Trump. Okay, fine. If that's the 38% of the people who support Joe Biden, if you're voting because you for Joe Biden, great. But let me tell you, there's a big swath of Democrats and independents who are no longer for Joe Biden, and they're no longer against Donald Trump. And Nelson Peltz is one of these billionaires, just like Jamie Dimon, just like that guy, Prareet, whatever, the dude out in Silicon Valley, the Indian guy who said, I used to look at it just from Republican and Democrat. I didn't like this guy because he was a Republican. Many of us didn't like, I didn't like Bill Clinton because he was a Democrat. But when you stop and something hits you in the face and goes, you know what? This is not, I shouldn't just be thinking about this through party lines. I should be thinking about it, does it benefit me? That's what's waking people up. Now, in the past, the things that we did as Republicans didn't benefit you, right? Oh, pick yourself up by your bootstraps. So what? You had a job and it was paying the bills or whatever. That was par for the course. That's the American dream. You know, there's no dream there. That's just waking up in America. The American dream is doing more than that. Joe Biden's stolen that from people. Joe Biden will ruin your company at any point. Don't you ever feel comfortable that your company is going to be good, because Joe Biden will he'll shut it down for political reasons. He will ruin you and he won't even look back. Donald Trump won't do that to you. You get what I'm saying? You go back and you look at the time frames of what made people, what woke people up to go, you know what? I'm going to now look at the Republicans differently. What woke people up was people watching Joe Biden, not in one instance, not just in immigration, not just in inflation and Biden, and not just in supply chain where you can't get stuff. Which, by the way, they told me my car will be ready in June. My car was wrecked in November of last year. They're telling me they can get my seatbelt and get my car repaired sometime in June. And that, I'm happy, because they had told me originally it would be October. Joe Biden impacts people directly in ways that they feel. When we talked about Republicans years ago and the impact, it might have a little impact on your paycheck here or there. But it wasn't hitting you like Joe Biden stuff is hitting you. When you can't feed your kids, when you look at the amount of food it takes for you to buy and the package sizes, and how far you can drive and how many things you've cut back on, you now know who to blame. And that's the difference. So I want to talk about these primaries. I want to talk about these voters and what's happened, because outside of one state, which is a real anomaly, and I gotta tell you, I'm scratching my head over it, Donald Trump showed yet again he is going to destroy Joe Biden and the Democrats. And we can look at it any way you want. There's no way to look at these numbers and not realize how powerful the message of MAGA is. And let's just begin in one state. Look at Ohio. These are in no particular order. Joe Biden got 456,000 votes in Ohio. He got, and his opponent, who dropped out, got 68,000 votes. So Joe Biden got, I don't know, you can do the math on that, but he got the lion's share. But he didn't get it all. Neither did Trump. Now, Trump, but here's the numbers. Joe Biden, 456,000 votes in Ohio. Donald Trump, 889,000 votes in Ohio. 162,000 votes went for Nikki Haley. But Donald Trump got 889,000 votes versus Joe Biden's 456. So let's just use, round it up, 890,000 versus 460,000 votes. Donald Trump almost got double the number of votes. Now, you explain to me how Joe Biden can win Ohio. There's no energy in his party, even the people that didn't vote for him, which was significant, 68,000 votes. And so Joe Biden doesn't even have the all of the people voting for him. The guy from Minnesota, the congressman, is the one who got the 68,000 votes. So I'm just using Ohio. Donald Trump almost doubles. He loses the 162,000 votes to Nikki Haley, which I will tell you, don't be dismayed by that. You're hearing everybody, ooh, the Nikki Haley factor is still there. She's off the ballot and people are still voting for her. You know what that is? There are people out there paying people to go and still vote for Nikki Haley. They so want to embarrass Donald Trump that they're still wanting people to go vote for Nikki Haley. So they got a lot of Democrats that they're telling them, go vote for her. Make Trump look bad. Let's give you the percentages. And the percentages theoretically don't look good because, the only person that should be on the ballot is Trump because all the others have dropped out. Why do you leave them there? Because it's an embarrassment, right? It's supposed to embarrass people. And for the record, they're doing it on both sides. I'm not telling you that they're not doing the same thing to Joe Biden. But it's a different reason for Trump. And there's nobody going out for Dean Phillips and saying, let's do a protest vote against Joe Biden. He's organically getting those votes. Nikki Haley's votes are being bought. They have people coming out for them. Now, I'm not saying they all are. There are people that are out there protesting Trump. But think about the numbers. Joe Biden, 456,000 with 68,000 protest votes for Dean Phillips. Donald Trump almost doubles Joe Biden. 889,000 votes, 162,000 protest votes. And who would you rather, which camp would you rather be in? You get what I'm saying? This is amazing numbers. Now that's Ohio. Let me give you some numbers for Arizona. Joe Biden, 454,000 votes. He got 89.5%. Let's just call it 90%. Donald Trump, 452,000 votes. He got 78%. There's a huge Republican group here. They're called the McCainites, rhinos, that don't like Donald Trump. But here are the numbers. I'm going to give them to you again. 452,000 for Trump, 354,000 for Biden. So just using those numbers, Donald Trump again got roughly 100,000 more votes than Joe Biden, roughly 25%. Now, I didn't do the protest votes against either one. I gave you the percentages. Biden got 90%. Trump got 78%. Now, the 22% that didn't vote for Trump, maybe they don't vote for him in Arizona. Look at the numbers. Do you think he needs them? Joe Biden, 10% of his party doesn't want him in Arizona. He's a sitting president. 10% don't want him. More to come. Keep it in, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We're reviewing the primary numbers, and there are some interesting statistics here. Some telling things that go beyond the regular polls. Because, see, Democrats don't really have a reason to cheat in the primaries. It is what it is. Now, there are some tricks being played in the Republican side because Nikki Haley's toast, but she's still getting 14-15% of the vote in some places. Now, I'll tell you where it is. But I'll also explain to you that it is not a legitimate vote for Nikki Haley. Ron DeSantis is getting 1, 2% here and there. Vivek Ramaswamy under 1%. And that's where all of them should be. But there's a contingent of people out there who want to make Trump look bad, and they want to make it look like Nikki Haley, the protest vote against Trump is significant. But I'll let you be the judge by the numbers, because we've been going over them. I gave you Donald Trump, 889,000 votes in Ohio. Of Joe Biden, 456,000. Now, Joe Biden got 90% of his vote in Ohio, and Donald Trump got around 80%. And Donald Trump almost doubled him in Ohio. Now, tells you quite a bit. Are the people in Ohio fired up about Trump? Apparently. Are they fired up about Biden? Half so. Because those are the numbers. 889,000, say 890, versus 456. That's it. Those are the numbers. I gave you Arizona, 452,000 for Donald Trump, 354,000 for Biden. Trump beats Biden by almost 100,000 votes. That's 25%. Bigger number. Joe Biden got 90% of his vote, again, in Arizona. 10% of the people of the Democrats don't want the sitting president, the guy who's got all the marketing, all the push, the entirety of the DOJ. He can shut anybody down, and 10% of them don't even want him. Where are they going to go? I gave you the numbers. He's not exciting the base. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. These numbers are, quite frankly, shocking in many degrees, in many instances. And here's what, there's one of them, though, that doesn't fit, and I'll get to that in just a second. I want to give you some others. Okay, let's shift to Kansas. Not a lot of votes there, but still, you'll see the numbers. Joe Biden, 35,000 votes. Seems really small, doesn't it? 84%. 16% of the people in Kansas, the Democrats, don't want Joe Biden. The really the only guy. They don't want him. Donald Trump, 72,000. Again, more than double. More than double. I mean, it's a small amount of votes, but I'm looking at it. You can't just look at the numbers. You got to look at the significance of the numbers. And so Donald Trump got 76% of the vote in Kansas. Again, Nikki Haley, and they voted for all the, they left all the other candidates on the ballot, and the same thing with Biden. But the interesting thing about Kansas is there was a category that said, don't want any of them. And it came in second. So that's a big number of people that do not want Joe Biden. But now I want to go to Illinois, because this is an anomaly. This is what makes you wonder, are these elections fair? In Illinois, Joe Biden got 681,000. He got 91.3% of the vote. Let's say 91%. Trump got 471,000, which is 81% of the Republican vote. So Joe Biden got 210,000 more votes in Illinois. So apparently, Illinois Democrats are much more interested in coming, getting out, than Illinois Republicans. That's the only anomaly. All the other states, Donald Trump destroys Joe Biden, minimum of 20% more votes, and in many cases as much as 48%. So I go back to the polls. Donald Trump is winning what? He's 7% ahead here, 8% ahead, or whatever. Donald Trump is way ahead of Joe Biden. And I would look at Illinois. If I were the Republicans, I'd look into that. Based on the numbers I've given you, Kansas, 72,000 for Trump, 35,000 for Biden. Where's the Republican machine? I don't know the population of Kansas. I know they have more Republicans than 72,000. What's the GOP doing there? Laura and Michael, the two new co-chairs of the RNC, I would suggest you go to Kansas and look at what's going on there. I would also suggest you go look at Illinois and wonder what's Pritzker up to. the governor of Illinois. What's he doing that's allowing the votes to be that skewed? Because no other place is there more fervor, no other state is there more fervor for Trump than there is by, I mean, Trump is ahead in every state in terms of the Republican vote. And it, call it whatever you want. I think it's Trump inspired. But Trump in every state gets Republicans out in bigger numbers, except Illinois. Now, I've already talked to you about all the reasons to switch. Is it any different in Illinois? Is it any different in Kansas or Ohio or Arizona? The answer is no. So why this anomaly? See, that's what I'd be digging into. And as I said earlier, look at the people switching and why they're switching. Michael Rapaport, he's switching because he doesn't like Biden's response to Israel. Other Democrats are switching because they don't like Biden's response to Israel, but they're on the other side. They're on the Palestinian side. See, let me tell you what Trump will do. Trump will be definitive. Like it or not, he will be definitive. He will go in and he will say, Israel, you have a right to protect yourself. Palestinians, you need to stop doing terror. And he'll stop it to such a degree that everybody wins. Because if Trump goes in there and he says, Israel, I want you to stop. But Palestine, you don't stop and we're going to get involved. And if he stops it, he gets both wins. Is that what he wants? Of course that's what he wants. He's going to stand on the truth. See, Joe Biden's got to play both ends against the middle, as they say. He doesn't know what to do. And that's why he's losing the votes. I don't want to get into polling here, but because we've done it in almost every show. But go look at the reasons why people are leaving. That is the key. Whenever you get a little bit discouraged out there, I feel like I'm ready to give a Tony Robbins pep talk. But when you do, when you're getting ready to get discouraged, I want you to ask yourself, of all the things you don't like about, I don't like Trump's personality. I don't like, he seems like he's a womanizer. He seems like, where's it, give me policy. Give me a policy. Did you like his keeping inflation low? Did you like your stock market portfolio? Did you like the way he handled keeping us out of wars, getting us out of wars? Did you like the way he handled the economy and bringing jobs, keeping inflation down? How about paying your rent, putting food in your baby's bellies? And so on. How do you like that stuff? You got the right stuff, baby. Because Donald Trump's got the right stuff. And you know what else is happening? While you remember all that he's done to help you, you then remember he's under fire. They are arresting people for doing nothing. They are arresting citizens of this country while they free violent crime committing illegals onto the streets. I want you to think about the worst thing that happened on January 6th. Forget Ashley Babbitt. We know that black racist cop, that Trump hating leftist cop, shot Ashley Babbitt, killed her dead. What's the worst that happened with it? Did any insurgent go in and do anything that rises to the level of being imprisoned and treated like they're a war criminal? Name me one. They're persecuting Donald Trump as if he's done something crazy. He's done nothing. But look at what these illegals are doing. Beating up New York cops. Raping. Whatever. Getting released from jail. And the worst that somebody did was push a fence down or some railing down at the Capitol, and they're languishing in jail, political prisoners to a tyrannical system that's essentially won't even let you be in a kangaroo court. There's so many reasons people are leaving the Democratic Party on all fronts. And the primaries are giving you a glimpse, giving everybody a glimpse. And if the RNC and GOP are smart, they will look at these numbers. They will shore these things up. They will continue to take some of the messaging that I'm giving in this show. I hope they're listening to it. I know some of them do. And they're going to implement it. Because let me tell you something, folks. This year should be a cakewalk. Easy victories. Down ticket as well.
putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.